You're listening to SBS News.
South Australian authorities have indicated no change to border rules for the time being, but warns the state could lock out travellers before Christmas over Omicron variant concerns. The state's premier says health officials are extraordinarily concerned about the Omicron COVID-19 variant's presence interstate, but will not make any immediate changes to the state's borders. Stephen Marshall indicated travellers from New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT could soon find themselves locked out of South Australia just days after they were welcomed back for the first time in months.
We opened our borders to New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT on the 23rd of November. Since that time, we've had approximately 40 new infections in South Australia. And look, we would only do that if we wanted to make sure that we still enjoyed a Christmas. Well, the alternative is a statewide lockout, and that would be very, very tough. It may become necessary. I hope it doesn't. And if we have to close the borders, I emphasise we will do.
Queensland has responded to South Australia by declaring Greater Adelaide a COVID-19 hotspot. The state's health minister, Yvette Darth, says anyone who has been in Greater Adelaide since 1 a.m. November 28 and arrives in Queensland after 1 a.m. on Sunday will be required to go into 14 days of home or hotel quarantine. Anyone arriving after 1 a.m. Monday will also need to have received a negative PCR test in the 72 hours prior to arrival. Ms. Darth also revealed the state has recorded 7 new COVID-19 cases, 2 overseas acquired in hotel quarantine, 2 interstate acquired, and 3 locally acquired.
The virus has come here earlier than we hoped, but you know, we should prepare for this. This is exactly what's going to happen when our borders open in a matter of days. We know that no later than the 17th of December, the borders will open up to New South Wales, to Victoria, and now to Greater Adelaide, who will have to be fully vaccinated and have a negative PCR test once we hit the 80% while we declare a hotspot. So, yes, everyone should be prepared. And what we do know is whether it's Delta, whether it's Omicron, the fact is that vaccinations appear on all of the evidence to be safer and to, you know, certainly reduce the risk of someone ending up seriously ill. So please go and get vaccinated.
New South Wales authorities are racing to track down the source of an emerging Omicron variant cluster at a Western Sydney school. The state reported 325 new cases on Saturday and 1 death. It comes amid a concerning cluster of cases at Regent's Park Christian School in Western Sydney, which has grown to 13. The state's Chief Health Officer, Kerry Chant, revealed the Omicron variant is also linked to a climbing venue in Villawood.
It's linked to a Christian school, Regent's Park Christian School in Western Sydney, but also the Sydney Indoor Climbing Gym. We have advised people at the school and also at the climbing gym of the actions that they need to take in order to prevent the further spread. But can I actually thank the school community? It's been an amazing turnout for testing. Many of the school community turned out yesterday for testing, and that's really been useful in us getting a rapid understanding of how the transmission has occurred.
Victoria has added 1,365 infections to its COVID-19 caseload and recorded a further 9 virus-related deaths. There are now 39 cases linked to November anti-vaccine protests. The Royal Australian College of General Practitioners condemned what it called disturbing incidents of abusive and threatening behaviour from people ineligible for an exemption. Elsewhere, a man who absconded from COVID-19 quarantine in the Northern Territory has been taken into custody after less than 5 hours on the run. Police say the 36-year-old man was seen scaling a fence at the Howard Springs Centre for National Resilience about 10 p.m. on Friday. Authorities are still searching for another man who escaped an Alice Springs quarantine facility, and the ACT reported 7 new COVID-19 cases, while 97.9% of people, 12 and over, are now fully vaccinated. Finally, approval of COVID-19 vaccines for 5 to 11-year-olds is imminent, with a January rollout likely. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the Therapeutic Goods Administration and Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation should make a call on Pfizer pediatric doses before year's end. It is understood the first shipment is due to arrive in Australia before Christmas. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.